Wilhelm here with Browns defensive tackle Trevon Coley. Had a big sack last week against the Baltimore Ravens, but first and foremost, just walk me into your rookie year. You're playing a lot of football, and you're getting a lot of experience. What's it been like for you as a rookie?
It's been tough. It's a lot to learn on the fly, but I know I'm capable of doing it. So just staying in, watching film, learning the playbook. I mean, it's been a lot, but I'm good to go for it.
And how did you accept those first conversations with Clyde Simmons and Greg Williams when they asked you to play such a big role early in the season?
Starting with Clyde, I mean, he's played the game for so long. So things as a player, he could relate to us when certain things are not going well, or if I need a certain technique or something, he could always, from him playing, he has that experience. Greg is just a kind of straight line guy. He said what he means, he means what he says. So, I mean, anything he says, I just try to do it to the best of my ability.
Danny Shelton, what's he been like as a mentor? Because he's only a few years into his career. To be able to lean on him in the good and the bad that comes with, you know, playing for the Cleveland Browns.
Danny's been amazing, I think, for all of us in the room. I mean, he came in, you know, first rounder, expected to play early, and he's been dominant at what he does. So he always helps us, pushes us. If we're all down, he picks the room up. He gives us the extra boost we need, the extra push. I could go to him asking for anything, if it's weather tips or it's anything. So he's been great.
Flacco's by himself in the shotgun. Line of scrimmage is the 32 of the Browns. Browns show a blitz. Here they come again. Flacco back, looking, time. Oh, he's going down. They finally get to him. Trevon Coley got in there and does a somersault after the sack. Oh, well timed.
Well timed.
I don't mean the somersault. I mean the sack. A loss of 9.
Your role is continuing to grow, and you're on the field on a third down situation, and you're aligned outside the guard. It's 3rd and 6. Walk me through the move you put on him. You kind of played on your edges, you know, opened your hips, got him around, and made the sack on Joe Flacco.
Clyde every week always tells me that I need to play more on the edges of the guard. So last week I hit a double swipe. It kind of wasn't there how I wanted it, and then I just hit an extra club, and Clyde always says point swipe. And when I looked, the quarterback was still there. I just took him down.
What was so great about the sack is that the game was still close. It forces them to have to punt and not kick a field goal, so you almost took points off the board, which is so great. But then came the celebration. Now, this is your second sack of the season where you caught off guard by the sack, and just walk us through the barrel roll celebration.
To be honest, I'm not sure what happened. I was kind of falling a little bit, and I just dove for it with a little flip. So, I mean, it actually turned out to look good, so...
Well, congratulations thus far on a good season. We've got 2 left to go, and this one will be against the Bears. Good luck against the Bears.
Appreciate it.
Got it.